Spiros is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiros at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-1454.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. If you're looking for last-minute gift ideas, stocking stuffers, or even a gift you can send someone via email, check out my website, badmoodgoodmood.com. Bad Mood Good Mood is a new book detailing some of the wildest and craziest true happenings in the life of a private investigator and radio personality. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? There's hardback versions for $15 and audio and e-versions for just $10. Check out my book of 50 short and hilarious stories online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
Astonish your friends, guests, or clients with an elegant Saddleback chocolate creation of dark, milk, white premium chocolate. Saddleback chocolates are available for monogram wedding gifts, corporate logoed events, and personalized gifts. Saddleback chocolates, handcrafted, classically stylish, and exquisitely packaged. Chocolate is the answer, no matter what the question. Find your answer at Strop's Market and SaddlebackChocolates.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Let's face it, everybody's different, and at Club Fitness, we welcome everybody. We're celebrating the new year with an amazing offer to help you start 2019 off right. Join this week only and get the entire month of January for free. How's that for a jump start on those new year resolutions? Say it with me. New year, new me, January now free. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Hurry into any Club Fitness location by December 31st and get January for free. Learn more at clubfitness.us.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome. The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Grizz Nation, get in the game as Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, and your Memphis Grizzlies host Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics Saturday, November 29th at 7 p.m. Guarantee the best seats with a six-game holiday pack now. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today and get Memphis.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
Oh, come on. Nobody's done it?
Nobody's done it all day.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you won this late in the show. We're slipping.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
tingling, trembling, and throbbing.
That sounds good.
We're about to get.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse, the last playhouse before the new year, brought to you by Mark and Jason, Window World, and First Community Credit Union, because I talked too long last hour and we got behind. So it's brought to you by all three of those. We'll knock them out one at a time and still have time for Bill Cleveland and a couple of stories, news articles, and of course, the joke. So Mark and Jason, Window World, First Community, coming up, along with some other good stuff. But first, we have to do this.
Hey!
All right, let's go with the control board. 19 years this man spent in Great Britain after he was born here. Pulls up stakes as a little bitty kid. His dad, Dave, went up to him. He was 2 years old. He said, "Hey, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm pulling up stakes." And he says, "Really? Where are you going?" "I'm going to Great Britain." And somehow or other, he managed to sneak into some baggage and went over as part of somebody's luggage as a little bitty, almost baby. And then 19 years he was there. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England.
And then his dad dropped him on his head.
In the end, his dad dropped him on his head. Now, my only suggestion is when you do that, that could be, you could bump that up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I listened to part of it.
I can make that a little bit louder. Sure.
Want to do it again?
Yeah, sure.
Now, 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, that's better.
It's just better,
yeah.
You're right.
He is the one and only Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
He didn't head north. He didn't go southbound or westbound or even...
Eastbound.
Oh!
He's Bill Cleveland, of course. He is in the studio today. I'm glad he is. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
Bloody thing.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What was that
slow on the zipper?
That was not my fault.
Yes, it was.
Bloody mouse.
The what?
Bloody mouse.
Effing mouse.
Oh. Make up your mind. Is it effing or bloody?
Effing bloody mouse.
Yeah, get them both in there. This effing bloody mouse. Oh, my goodness. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. Have you thought about when you would like to retire?
Why is Scott Sherman still here?
Because he's going to join us in the playhouse.
Trivia?
Yeah.
No, he won last time. It was Christmas trivia. He's Jewish, and he won the trivia.
I know.
Something wrong with that. Okay, let him stay in here. Go ahead. Continue. Say hi to your sponsor. Finish.
Okay, I did. I said part of it.
Okay.
If you thought about when you would like to retire, all you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695.com. 2650. Not yet. I'm not finished yet.
Sorry.
They'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hi, everybody. Scott is here behind me.
Yes, he is. Well, we might as well include him all at the back of the room in the corner. Scott Sherman, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Attorney at law, helping people every Thursday. He's an author. He's a newsman. He's the head of the news department. He's the head of the research department. He resets the digital clock. The list goes on and on and on. He's also... That's right, he's a private investigator, and he has a book to prove it, some stories that he got from being a PI. He is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to everybody.
Thank you very much, Frank. Celebrating 10 years of being a PI with my book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. I once investigated a really hot cougar who was sexually harassing her male employees by making them tell her that they loved her when she told them that she loved them.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Well, if you want to find out how that story finished out, check out my book. It's available on hardback at badmoodgoodmood.com or through Amazon. It's available on Amazon Kindle, Audible, iTunes, and CDs, and an e-version. And all links to all those are on the site, badmoodgoodmood.com.
As a room full of heterosexual men, haven't you fantasized about having a male boss that if you wanted to keep
sexually
your job...
Sexually harassed?
Yeah. You? And she said, if you don't do this, you're losing your job.
A male boss?
You said male boss.
Did I say male?
Yeah,
yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's what are you fantasizing about?
Oh, my goodness. Hold. Edit that out. Holy cow. Edit that out.
Nope,
right
keep
now.
That in.
That answer would be no.
It. Yep, I'm going to say no, because you're my
wife. No, I meant female. Like a
How
female.
Do you think I got this job?
Yeah, I remember, you know what I do remember? Dan met with Randy Markell, and he came out of the meeting. I said, why are you walking so funny?
Yeah.
So, a female boss, I mean, really, have you fantasized about that? Where she says, well, they called you in the office, closed the door, and she says, hey, if you want to keep your job. You might, no, I have. I've worked
been sexually
for women.
Harassed by two female bosses. It was great.
Yeah.
What if she looked like Janet Reno?
I worked for two hot, one was cute and one was hot, radio bosses, and I'm not kidding. Every time they call in the office, I said, okay, here it comes. This is it. This is where she's going to say, you know, I'm kind of lonely and frustrated, and I know you'd probably use a raise. And I thought it never happened. I was hoping it would, but it didn't happen.
I worked for one of those that you're talking about, and she got a boob job.
Yes.
And the headlights were always on.
Yes.
You know, we don't have any female personalities on the station, with the exception of the girl that co-hosts Cam Jansen's show. And she's
kind of,
I actually would like to find a woman with a sexy voice to voice my spots that run on this show, because I have an idea of how to remarket this whole book. But there's nobody that works here with a sexy voice. If anybody out there has sexy voice,
oh, you know what you're in for? You know what you're in for by doing this?
What?
You're going to get bombarded with people who all think they have sexy voices.
All right, well, listen, if you think you do, please email me, tim at gatewaypi.net. I want to put you on my commercial.
Have them email him a clip of your voice first.
Seriously, I have this idea that it's kind of out of the box for a female to voice this commercial. Like, you know, hey, want to put your bad mood into a good mood? I got 50 reasons why you should.
How about for your PI firm?
Like that.
Hey, you think your husband might be meeting me after work?
Right.
Might be messing around with
me? Seriously. Every station I've ever worked at had a female sales rep or a female somebody that would voice spots. We don't have that here.
No. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of stuff here.
I know.
We're working on it.
We got a spanking room, and we got a hot tub room.
Hot tub, big green room.
Listener room that's never been used.
My God, are you still talking?
Are you talking to Frank?
No, I think he's talking to you.
He said you.
Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Just say it, Rad Boy. Get over with it. Just say it. Okay, there. Now we can move on. How about if Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. We have all kinds of advertisers we have to get included in this segment. Let's start with Mark and Jason. Thank you, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, for coming on board many, many years ago. And I mean like 15, 16 years ago, something like that. If you're still sticking with us, we appreciate it. The people who have come to you with their life savings appreciate you. Here's what you need to know about Mark and Jason. There was Stiefel. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. We'll get that right out of the way. That's the legal stuff where if I don't say it, I go to jail or something. If you have $25,000 or more, there's nobody who's going to force you to get some advice regarding, you know, what you should be doing with it. That's strictly up to you. The sooner you plan financially, the sooner you have a plan, the sooner you put money away and try to make it grow, the better off you're going to be when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. It's just a fact. You wait too long. I made up an expression one time, you snooze, you lose. I made that up, and it kind of took off.
Wow.
Yeah. And you may already have a financial advisor. So what? Second opinion. Can that hurt? The answer is no. Thank you for a great year, Mark and Jason. Hope you had a great year as well. I believe you did, thanks to our listeners. Be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. Everything you need to know is at markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
I believe today we have some trivia. I like it. I'm not that good at it, but I do like it. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World. It is the preferred window of Paul and the St. Louis Blues. It's the biggest selling replacement window in the United States. One of only two with a Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And you can find out everything you need to know at windowworldst.louis.com. Let's give it up. What do you say for Bill Cleveland? Hey, if you'll allow me to... if you'll allow me to talk about your sponsor, then I'm all caught up, and then I just do a First Community before the joke. Do you mind?
Sure, go right ahead.
Because they do make your segment. You know, without Window World, you wouldn't be here. You'd be on the road all the time.
I have Window World windows in my home, actually.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. I have them come out in the spring and look at the French doors. They do entry doors, too, that we need to have replaced. This is another end-of-the-year thank you. Look, Bill's coming up. Window World makes that possible. We get back on track Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You'll hear Josh Bauman. Guess who makes his segment possible? Window World. You'll hear Dan Buffa. That's right. Window World makes that segment possible. Dr. Doug, also Window World. Bill Cleveland, Window World. Get the idea? To keep that going, we're counting on you, including Window World, when you shop for replacement windows. I really can't even imagine anybody listening right now who would pick another window or another company. Why? Why would you do that? You want to pay more? You just actually want to pay more? Okay. I guess if you wanted, you could say, Window World, could you charge me more so I'll feel like I can tell my friends I paid a whole lot of money for the window? I don't even think they would do that. it's an extremely reasonable amount of money for a great window, which makes it a good value. That's what the definition of value is, a lot for your money. Window World, can't thank them enough for what they do for this show, for all the segments they sponsor, for sponsoring the show itself. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. I am ready for trivia.
Well, you say that now.
Well, I am.
It goes here. So all of these trivia. Now, first of all, I'm almost a little hesitant to do this because the answers that you're going to provide well, let's put it this way. Everything I'm going to talk about today are places that I have been this year. So we'll see if you guys paid any attention to me.
I did not.
All year
this
long.
Is a good
no
better.
And I assume that
I didn't.
I assume that none of you paid attention to anything I said.
You're probably right.
Over the last year. So hopefully the great audience, maybe they'll be able to.
Now we're going to do this where you call out your name.
Yeah, is that the way, or are you going in a circle?
No, let's just call out the name.
Okay.
Let's do that. Bill, it's your.
No, we can do that. So if you know the answer, yell out your name.
Tim, okay. Thailand.
No. He has to ask a question.
I have to ask a question.
Okay. Wouldn't that be funny the first question answer was Thailand?
That'd be great.
Hang on, let me just make it.
Where do most pretty Thais come from? Thailand!
Oh. Dad joke.
Yeah. I already know Tim will be in last place, so let's make that note there. Okay, here we go.
Next book, Dad joke, bad joke.
Bad joke, worst joke. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Al Johnson's is a popular tourist destination in Door County, Wisconsin. It's known for its Swedish food and what's on the roof of the restaurants.
Dan.
I didn't even finish. What is on the roof?
Grass and a goat.
You didn't say your name.
He didn't say your name.
He did.
Okay.
He aligned it.
Grass and a goat. You're right. That's good.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
Did you remember that?
His chest just puffed.
Yeah. Good job. Call me a liar.
Question number two. Traverse City, Michigan produces more of this food.
Scott.
Let me finish my question.
Well, cherries. Wait, hold on. We don't have to let you finish.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. He can be wrong if he's too. Go ahead. What is it?
Cherries.
Now, I could be a real jerk and ask you to be more specific.
Be a jerk. Bing cherries.
No, I think it's
cherries.
Is it Bing cherries?
Tart cherries.
Tart cherries. That's close enough. Give it to him.
Cherries. Bing cherries.
Here we go again.
All right, question number three. Waco, Texas is the birthplace of this popular soft drink.
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Dr. Pepper.
It is Dr.
Pepper. This is getting old. You won the Christmas trivia.
I was just about to say
Dr. I only came on to complain about buying gifts for my girlfriend that were the wrong size, and she yelled at me. But I didn't know that was trivia.
Man.
God.
Okay. Question number four. Fulton, Missouri, about 90 minutes from St. Louis.
Scott.
All right, show off.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's the answer?
Winston Churchill.
Is that right?
It is Winston Churchill.
What a smart ass.
You know what? After today,
he doesn't get to play
new
anymore.
Rules. No attorneys.
Yeah. Can we turn his mic
And so for the audience who didn't get to hear the whole question, someone rudely interrupted.
I didn't mean to ruin your segment, Bill. I thought that was your job.
Features a museum. Oh, now you can turn his. Now you can roll. Now he's not participating anymore.
Uncalled for.
Yeah, very rude.
Whoa.
There's a museum in Fulton dedicated to Winston Churchill. Okay. Question number five. Wichita, Kansas is the birthplace of this pizza chain restaurant.
Who?
Scott.
Yes.
Oh, no. Pizza Hut.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Yeah. Do you have questions for adults?
The audience is starting to get bored now.
Wait a minute. None of these guys were getting it. Oh, I see what you're saying.
We're not attorneys. They remember things.
Wow.
They eat pizza.
Turn his mic up.
Pull a couple questions out of the kindergarten box for me and Dan.
All right, let's go. Eventually we'll get one.
Let's see here. Okay. This Missouri town still produces corn cob pipes. And the last place in the world to do so. What's the town?
Frank.
Yep.
St. Joseph?
Nope.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Branson.
Nope.
Tim.
Florissant.
Those are Tipperillo.
No. Right? It's about 45 minutes from here.
Limey.
Yes.
Sullivan?
No.
Sullivan?
Scott?
Yes, Scott?
St. Genevieve.
No. Wrong direction.
Ooh, that was
Washington, Missouri.
Wow.
The only corn cob. Yes, Dan?
Washington, Missouri.
Good job. Good job. Yeah. Washington, Missouri. The only corn cob pipe factory left in the world.
If I find a corn cob pipe in Florissant, I'm going to call you out next show.
That doesn't mean it's made there. It's a factory.
Yeah, they might make one there.
Yeah. Earlier this year, I visited the hometown of Mr. Rogers. What state?
Dan.
What state was he from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. That is correct.
Way to go, Dan.
Latrobe, yep. Pennsylvania. Question number 8. What two major cities in Oklahoma are along historic Route 66?
Scott.
Yes.
Tulsa and Oklahoma City.
That is correct.
And you know what Tulsa spelled backwards?
Yeah, we know.
There
we
go. You say it every year, twice a year, five times a year.
Okay, Scott cannot participate on this question because
Detroit, Michigan.
He will know the answer. No, no.
He already has.
But it is about Michigan, so keep your mouth shut back there. Michigan has as many as 300 different waterfalls in the state. 99% of them are located in what part of the state?
Oh.
Did a whole video on this.
Scott's broadcast like, I know.
From no, Scott's from Michigan.
I know.
But it just,
yes.
The northern part?
Can you be more a little more specific? What it's called?
Like the Niagara Falls area?
No,
I guess
that's in New York. No. Oh my God!
Shark.
All right, go ahead. Oh yes,
Shark, Michigan.
We're in Michigan.
Yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
The UP,
the Upper Peninsula. Oh. That is correct.
Eh?
Oh my goodness. Question number 10. With a new addition of an outdoor sports complex this year, this museum continues to be one of my top three favorite museums in the country, located here in the Midwest. I always talk about this place. What is it? What's the museum?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It's in Indiana.
Dan. Oh. Bowling Museum.
Frank?
Yes.
Toy Museum?
No.
Limey.
It's in New York. Yeah.
The Museum of Indiana.
No.
Tim.
What an idiot.
This is horrible.
Tim.
Yes.
The Pine Lawn Psychiatric Institute.
Unbelievable.
No.
The Sports Museum.
No. The Children's Museum of Indianapolis.
Oh.
How many
kind of toys? Toys? I was sort of close.
Oh, no, I said the Museum of Indiana. That's pretty much close.
All right. Question number 11. This city is home to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, the National.
Can you say
Tim?
Can we say
yes?
Can we say Negro?
Tim. Yeah, they say Negro League.
Tim.
The National. I'm not finished. Kansas. The National Museum of Toys and Miniatures and Hallmark.
Tim.
Kansas. Yes, Tim.
Kansas City.
I'm sorry, it's Florissant.
Oh.
Oh my God! All right, only two more. Name the three presidents that have libraries in Texas.
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
W. President Johnson and George H. W. Bush.
That is correct.
Brother.
I don't like Scott anymore.
I don't either.
I never did like him.
All right. And the last one, not a moment too soon. The Harley Davidson headquarters are located in this Midwest city.
Do you want me to do it wrong?
Frank got it.
Minneapolis?
Oh, gosh.
Scott.
No.
What?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Milwaukee. I'm sorry.
Milwaukee.
I meant Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Well, I can't read your mind over here.
Minneapolis, but I meant Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, thank you all for participating, except for Scott, and have a wonderful Happy New Year. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
No, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I knew he was going to get me.
What are you
going to
do?
Scott Sherman's fans hung around for Bill.
Can I please explain? Can I please explain myself?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Johnny Londoff. Please put on the loudest clap you can at the end of Bill's segment.
Why did you do that? He doesn't run this show.
Because he's a sponsor.
No,
what am I supposed to do?
No. Edit it out. It doesn't even make sense. It didn't make edit it out.
Sorry, Johnny.
Consistent. The key
interlude.
The key to success is consistency.
All right.
You don't break the mold.
I didn't want to.
Edit it out.
I'm sorry.
Radio edit.
Bill, wrap it up.
Oh, I got to do it again. All right. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road, non 590 The Fan.
You want some broadcast advice? You can't let sponsors change the complexion of the show. I can't do it. Once you do that, next thing you know, he's going to tell you to change your name. And then, you know.
You should punish him. The next 20 people from Florissant get a free car at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
That'll hurt him. That'll put a dent in it. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and of Paul. And you can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Johnny Holtzum of the Well Hungarians sends me a text in this 11th hour and wanting me to promote a New Year's Eve event. They're playing in Columbia at the Falls, and I'm not going to do it.
Columbia, Illinois. I'll be there.
Yeah, the Falls in Columbia. Yeah, Dan, Columbia, Illinois.
I will be there with Sandy, and we'll be having dinner.
I think they
want
to attract people, not drive them away.
That's not good for business.
I don't know that I would say that.
No, Tim, shut up, Dan. Let Frank finish.
Here's what he sends me. And he says, there are three different packages, New Year's Eve night. Well, Hungarians, I will say my favorite local band. I'm not an expert on local bands, but I really...
Oh, this is
Tim. You heard me. Favorite. I know you have a band. Like I said, Well Hungarian is my favorite band. The Falls is a banquet facility in Columbia, Illinois. And look, there are three packages. If I go through all this, you won't remember it anyway. You just need to know there's an hors d'oeuvres package. There's a dinner package. There's even a package that includes hotel accommodations. All the information. And, of course, the Well Hungarians are providing the music. All the information is at the Falls website, which is seethefalls.com. If you can't remember that, folks, if you have a smartphone or computer, just the Falls, Columbia, Illinois, it'll come up. The website, you'll find it. And all the information is there and the package pricing and everything. So I'm not going to do it.
It's very easy to order your package on seethefalls.com.
Yeah, we're not doing it. I'm not doing it. I told him I can't do it. This is what he wanted me to say. I'm not going to do it because it's too late. We don't have a lot of time. And, it's our last show before the end of the year. So, Johnny,
I believe the
door's
open at like 7, too, I think.
I said we're not doing it.
Oh. Well, I was just telling you what we're not going to do.
All of that information is on the website, See the Falls.
Did I say I'll be there?
Yeah, you did. Oh, now, there's a movie out called Bumblebee. It's about a Transformer-type thing. It's a car that turns into a robot.
It's a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah. Here to review it is, he's not really here. We did this earlier today. My grandson, Carson, went to see this yesterday, I think. So here is his, I'll just play this for you.
Okay, so on... let's see, the day after Christmas, my grandson Carson went to see Bumblebee, and here he is to tell you all about... Okay,
there'll be a test.
Well, tell us about Bumblebee. What was it about?
First, when it started, there was robots, big bad robots, and there was nice robots fighting the bad robots, and then they had to travel in some things to get to Earth so they can destroy some robot, and Bumblebee has to save a kid.
What?
And at the end, Bumblebee fell in the water, and the kid tried to save Bumblebee, and then he got out of the water. He fighted the bad robot, and then...
He fighted the bad robots? What was Bumblebee? What was he, a thing?
He was a yellow big robot.
A yellow big robot. And then didn't he turn into something else?
Any kind of car.
Any kind of car?
Except for Optimus Prime.
What?
He can turn into any kind of car that's yellow.
Any kind of car that's yellow. Wow, did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, anybody want to tell me what that thing was about?
It was pretty in depth. It was about robots, good robots, and bad robots.
And fell in the water.
I learned more during that segment with Carter than I have from Bill Cleveland all year. I mean, that's really
Carter. Was, his name's Carson.
Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. You called him Carter. That hurt his feelings. He's listening probably. That hurt his feelings.
Sorry, kid.
He's probably saying, my name's not Carter. Kid.
You have to take him, though.
Carson.
You have to take him to that children's museum in Indianapolis because they have a 3-story tall bumblebee in the lobby.
Come on.
Huge.
Yes. That settles it. He has to go. He has to go there. Oh, folks, I'm the sponsor for the joke of the First Community Credit Union. And then Mike Evans comes on. Let me tell you something. This guy,
He makes so many mistakes. Now, he's not listening. He does not listen to the show. He just doesn't, so he's not listening now. But he makes so many misstatements. Yesterday, he talked about the Laurel and Hardy movie. And Hardy was the big guy, Oliver Hardy, and it's played by John C. Reilly. Yesterday, Mike Evans said, John C. Reilly gained 100 pounds for that part.
Idiot!
No, he didn't. He didn't gain 1 pound. I went and looked this up. John C. Reilly, and I found numerous credible sites where they said he, in fact, when they came to him with this part and asked him to gain weight, he said, I'm not gaining weight. He refused to do it, so it's all done with prosthetics, fat suit. So Mike Evans, who said yesterday that he gained 100 pounds, was off by 100 pounds. He didn't gain anything. Yeah, this is going to be fun or not. And I got to decide how to break it to him. I think I'll just go, Mike, wow, I don't remember. You said John C. Reilly gained a lot of, how much weight was it? And if he says 100 pounds, we lower the boom on it. We have to. We have no choice. That's what friends are for.
And Shallow Hal, that was Gwyneth Paltrow. She had the fat suit on, too.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Shallow
Hal. Is that what you have on, Tim? Fat suit?
Oh, wow. Oh. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
What Mike Evans meant to say was that Tim Woodburn gained 100 pounds for this show.
No. Why did you play that?
I don't know.
I'm not the one who plays that. Danny's the one who plays that.
Stop playing with that music. It didn't make any sense. It didn't even fit.
I kind of liked it, but coming back.
No, it didn't make sense. I'm telling you. How long have you been in the business? I mean, really.
2 years.
Okay. Sure can't tell it. Brother. The joke is brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Glenn Barks, Laura, everybody at First Community, thank you so much for filling a void that we had when an unknown bank, which is now out of business, I think. So I guess I could name it, but I'm not sure, but I think they're out of business. They took a new president, and he decided to just destroy everything in place, including an 8-year relationship with this show. Now, that president lasted a year. They fired him because he just screwed so much stuff up. But when that happened, along came First Community Credit Union and said, we'll be happy to be your banking facility sponsor. So I checked them out as best I could, and then I moved every bit of my banking business to First Community Credit Union, where it still is to this day. They not only support this show, they sponsor the yard sale. This is for years and years now. The yard sale sponsorship was sold as a quarterly sponsorship, 3 months. They bought a quarter, they bought another quarter, and then finally they just said, why don't we just buy the whole year? And I believe they just renewed for the next year. That deserves, my goodness, a statement of appreciation I don't even know how to make. So First Community Credit Union, thank you. To you folks listening, unless you're somehow married to the place you bank, and I doubt that you are, leave them, dump them. Close your accounts, move them to First Community Credit. Here's a good excuse. Here's a good reason, too. $100. This offer is going to end any day. $100 to you, put in an account they set up for you at First Community, and all you did was move your car loan from somewhere else, and you may very possibly then end up with a lower car payment because they're famous for their competitive rates. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a joke that men will actually appreciate more than women. In fact, there will be women who don't get it. I don't know that my wife will get this joke. She might. So here we go. There's a PETA representative, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and he tours around the rural areas, and his job is to make sure that farmers are treating their animals right. He comes upon a farm of just a hillbilly backwoods farmer named Daryl. He gets out, introduces himself. He says, I'm Bill Schmeichman from PETA, and you are? And he goes, I'm Daryl. He says, who are you again? He says, I'm with PETA. Bill is my name. He goes, what in the hell is PETA? He says, well, we try to make sure that, you know, animals are treated well, not mistreated. There's a lot that we do. He goes, well, what the hell you want from me? He goes, well, I just wonder if you mind if I take a look around at your little ranch here, your farm, and check on your animals. He says, fine, knock yourself out. He said, would you walk me around? He says, I see you. There's a horse over there. Can we go over? He goes, sure. Now, Bill from PETA is also a ventriloquist and a pretty good one, and he's going to have a little fun with Daryl. He can throw his voice and make it sound like it's not coming out of him. So he thinks this will be fun. He walks over to the horse. He goes, you mind if, Daryl, do you mind if I have a little chat with your horse? He goes, have a chat with him. He goes, yeah, I talk to animals. He goes, sure you do. He says, hey, horse, how you like it here on Daryl's farm? And honest to good, it sounds like it's coming from the horse. I like it here. A lot of hay, a lot of grass. And, you know, he treats me real, Daryl treats me real nice. Daryl is stunned. He can't believe it. And Bill says, hey, you mind if I, there's a cow over there. Can I talk to the cow? He says, sure. He walks over to the cow. He goes, hey, cow, how you like it here on Daryl's property? Take good care of you? Well, he sure does. Get milk regularly and a lot of good grain and nice, when it's cold, a nice barn to grow. Oh, yeah. Oh, he treats me great. Daryl's a good boy. He's a good farmer. Now, this Daryl, he can't believe what he's seeing here. These animals are talking to this guy from PETA. And then Bill says, hey, Daryl, he says, see a sheep over there. You mind if, and Daryl says, all right, now listen, that sheep is a liar.
Let's get a check on traffic with Joe Sonderman.
Have an accident northbound 270. It's between Ladue and Olive. It's on the right shoulder, but it'll end up blocking the right lane. And southbound 170 at the Forest Park Parkway, you've got one in the right lane. This report sponsored by Jersey Mike's Subs. The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. I'm Joe Sonderman. That's the latest total traffic. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Spiro's is bringing class and relaxation back to New Year's Eve, along with fun and the best food. Big events and bars have parking issues, packing people in like cattle, and not to mention the subpar food. Not at Spiro's in St. Charles, where they are only taking a limited number of reservations, a number that's much less than the restaurant holds. Features include premium seating, half price on all cocktails, live entertainment, noisemakers, and champagne at midnight, plus the best food in the STL. The outdoor stone Greek oven will be cooking the great food, and you can enjoy your favorites like clam bakes, stuffed pork chops, and so many others. Call today because Spiro's is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-1454.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
We're off to Dallas, Texas for Mike Evans's. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. We had the most tender beef tenderloin at our house for Christmas that you can imagine. A toothless person could have eaten it.
You don't need a knife, just a fork and gums. That's how tender that meat was. Three great pies, a bunch of great shrimp. Smokehouse Market, right next door to Annie Gunn's. They're both closed only on Monday. And you, I don't care if it's holiday or any time of year, you need reservations for Annie Gunn's. You just do. It's that good. Gift cards? You say, well, holiday's over. It doesn't matter. Gift card, they'll sell them today, tomorrow, next week. They sell them all year. Thousands of gift cards. Because who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse? East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. From Dallas, Texas, please give it up for Mike Evans. You know, I can't stop. I can't stop thinking about what you said about how much weight. How much weight did you see John C. Reilly gain for that movie?
I think they lied about the PR people. But he looks every bit 300 pounds, and somebody says he gained as much as a hun.
He didn't gain any. He didn't gain any. In fact, he refused. Yeah, he refused to gain any weight. It was all
fat suit. I know that he sat for 3 hours every day getting makeup. So I was figuring some of that had to be prosthetics.
It's all prosthetics. No, he didn't gain any weight.
I don't know that that's true.
It is true. No, I went to like multiple sources, same story, where he had a discussion with the producer and said, I'm not gaining any weight. Any. So they accommodated him with a fat suit.
Well, you've seen him. Oh, you haven't seen him.
No, I haven't seen it.
I mean, that's the most incredible. They deserve an Academy Award.
Well, Dan brought up, you remember, what was Dan, the Black Jack movie?
Jack Black.
Jack Black. Yeah, Jack. Yeah. What's the.
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal. Yeah. You see, yeah, same thing. They did a great job with Paltrow. She looked huge. And that was years ago. So, wow. Today, who knows? I can't wait to see it. I'm sure he does look fat. I just thought I would call you out because you had said he gained 100 pounds.
That was the talk. You know what? That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. How's the leg?
You know what? Oh, it hurts, homie. It really hurts.
You're drinking wine and taking some pain pills?
For those who don't know, he broke his leg. How'd you break it? What were you doing?
Golfing.
Playing golf.
No, that's not the story. You tell people you slammed it on the footboard. That's what you tell them. You don't tell them golf. Tell them it was during sex.
Cheryl took a hammer to it.
Okay, that's a better story. What's going on?
Better story. Hey, we start off our pop quiz question today. Name the name of the celebrity who's really obsessed with his charity called Dada. Dada. It is the charity dedicated to feeding the hungry and providing medicine for AIDS patients in Africa. Is it Jimmy Fallon, Steve Carell, Paul McCartney, Bono? Answer in a minute. Well, the 2018 winding down, here is my opinion of the worst TV shows of the year.
Okay, can I just stop for a second? Hold on. When we started, you were nice and clear, and now it's like we could go to a fucking mouth or something. So just, I don't know, change the phone or something. It's muddy.
How's that, better?
Better.
Okay. 2018 winding down, here are my opinions of the worst TV shows of the year. And surprisingly, a couple of stations this morning... So they loved one of these shows. I didn't like any of them. Number five, Camping. Even Jennifer Garner.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Could say this thing. Brutal.
Never heard of it.
Nah, I watched the first episode. Kind of boring.
Okay.
Yeah. Number four, Yellowstone.
Oh, man. They canceled it?
No, I just say it's one of the worst TV shows ever.
I completely disagree. We love you.
That's the one everybody disagrees. I thought Kevin Costner was great, but the storyline, it's just too bizarre.
It doesn't care. Who cares? It doesn't matter about the storyline because that smoking hot nasty redhead is in there. His daughter.
There you go.
Oh, who cares about the storyline?
There you go.
I don't know who made this list up, but I am really surprised. I'm not kidding. That Yellowstone is on there is one of the worst. There are plenty of other TV shows worse than that.
I made this list up.
Oh.
Is it a bunch of guys peeing on rocks?
No. But you know what got me is just, you know, the family, the Indians, and turning, you know, turning on your family and then going back.
We're going to have to disagree on this
killing.
One. We just have to.
Oh, we'll disagree.
Okay.
We'll disagree.
Next.
Here and Now.
Never heard of it.
Most depressing attempt at humor in television history. Happy Together is number two.
Never heard of it.
It's right after Neighbors and before a really good show on Monday nights. I can't remember what it was now. It's when a rock star moves in with his manager and his wife. It's supposed to be funny. It's beyond stupid. There's also, this is Dan William Wayans, and it's a lot of black and white humor that is really almost embarrassing, almost to a slant to a shame. Terrible. I hated it.
Okay.
But the worst TV show of the year, in my opinion, and again, you don't have to agree, L.A. to Las Vegas.
I never heard of it either.
No.
This was really built up, great premise. The commuter flights from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, they go out every hour out of L.A., I mean, there are certain people that fly it every certain days every week. And I thought, when I first heard about it, I thought, this is going to be pretty good. But unfortunately, instead of really making it a reality show, they made it into a sitcom, and the writing was absolutely horrible. L.A. to Las Vegas, they ordered 18 episodes, and after three, they canceled it.
I'm with you, though. It sounds like it could have been, if you just concentrate, make it reality and concentrate on the characters that fly to Vegas like three times a week.
Absolutely.
That could have been.
I thought, man, this is going to be good. But,
there was a guy in St. Louis, he's dead now. There's a guy I used to know in St. Louis. He flew to Vegas two weekends every month. He was a huge gambler. No, giant gambler. He could have had his own reality show just about his trips to Vegas.
I thought it was a great idea. And my friend Ron Mizuno, his dad, David Mizuno, he used to take 100 to 120 gamblers every week to Las Vegas from Hawaii. All Asian gamblers that gambled a lot.
There's a reality show. 1 minute, Mr. Evans.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I got somebody. I got Lindsay Lohan. I got Roseanne. I got news on Ellen DeGeneres. What's going on here?
What's going on is 45 seconds, Mr. Evans. Yeah, I have to wait till next year. That's a good one.
And finally.
That's a good one.
And finally. Who's in the charity DATA, dedicated to feeding hungry and providing medicine to AIDS patients in Africa? Bono, Jimmy Fallon, Steve Carell, Paul McCartney.
I'm going to go Bono.
I'll go Carell.
Bono.
I think we're supposed to say Bono, so I'll say Sir Paul McCartney.
The answer is Bono. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Am I going to lie about my neck?
Notice how he brushed off his huge mistake.
Yeah, well, he knew you were coming for him the second you asked, so he covered himself.
Sloughed it off. Instead of saying, I really messed that up. Folks, thank you for a great year. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great New Year's, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dean Muccio. Thursday's wild session on Wall Street, in which the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 260 points after being down 600 earlier, has investors struggling to predict what's next. Tom Roberts has that story.
Investors tell CNBC the market comeback was very positive and even stunning. Most see the volatility continuing on Friday as tensions rise once again between the U.S. and China. Reports say President Trump is considering an executive order to ban U.S. companies from using equipment built by some Chinese firms.
The Trump administration says Democrats are to blame for deliberately prolonging the partial government shutdown just to protect illegal immigrants. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president won't sign any bill that doesn't make the country's security a priority. The shutdown stems from an impasse between Congress and President Trump over his proposed border wall that wasn't funded. Pedialyte, the beverage